good afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winroad II, coming to you live out of Alaska with the Ralph Winroad Show. Mark's not available today. He's in a bad area, so he won't be here. I was just looking over. You can't make this stuff up anymore. I'm telling you, we're in trouble in this country. It is so corrupt. It's just unbelievable. It just shocks the conscience. I was looking at, I was going to try to keep up with this downloading in between all the other things that I've supposed to be doing here. There's the case that Sidney Powell and Wood had filed in Georgia. And some of the attachments, I mean, show the impossibility. The machines cannot even begin to process that many votes. Can't, it's mathematically impossible. Oh, that's no big deal. Nothing to see here. Then they have a video where these all the other people have left and they got four or five people left that are counting ballots with nobody there. Getting him underneath the table, a video. Oh, nothing to see there. What? I mean, it just shocks the conscience. I mean, what does it take? And where's the FBI? I don't know. I'm with Rudy Giuliani. Where's the FBI? Where is the Department of Justice? I really don't have any faith in Barr anymore. So I don't know. I don't know if they're doing something behind the scenes that I don't know about, but I'd like to think they are, but I tell you, I don't know what to say. That's just really bad. That's just unbelievable what's going on. We have, and I'm going to get back to this, what happened in the 11th Circuit, what their reason is, which is just shocking. But the Mooney brief was filed en banc into the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. It is not an Article III court. There are no Article III courts in the several states today. They're there in the law, but nobody's home. And I can prove it. And you can't make this stuff up. I mean, it just shocks the conscience. They've changed all of the district courts of the United States officially in 1948 to United States District Court. A power of a district court, or the district court. Let me look up. It's A or the. I got to look up and see if it's A or the. Let me all look that up while I'm thinking here. What is judicial power? This hit me when I was reading, skim reading, One Vote Away. We looked at that Heller case. One vote away from they wanted to take away the Second Amendment, basically, and destroy it. And old Ginsburg, the croaked, thank God, Greyhound. She's such a great thing. Oh, my God. She's voting against the Second Amendment. We don't have the right to bear arms. It says shall not be infringed. Is there something that I don't understand about shall not be infringed? I don't think so. It's as clear as it can get. And everybody just bows down, and I am so fed up with giving credit to these pieces of garbage, these minions of Satan. I mean, they're just, there is no doubt about it. That's what they are. It's just unbelievable. We got to be nice. We can't really tell the truth. You know, it's just like all this nonsense about George Floyd died of a fentanyl overdose, three times the fentanyl. Oh, we can't talk about that. Official autopsy. No, we won't talk about that. And then we'll put him in a white carriage, horse drawn. Oh my God, he is just a saint, right up there. Then have a great big church thing and all these people, boo, boo, we just got rid of another thug. God almighty, I'm telling you, it just makes you want to throw up. You just can't make it. It says here, judicial power of a district court. That's important. What is judicial power? Judicial power is exercised by what? Governments. Rights are what people have. Judicial power. It's power, and then it's what type of power? There's judicial, legislative, and executive power. That's by a government. That is called the subject of that little statement there. Judicial power is the subject. Judicial power of is a source, origin, and relationship. That's a preposition. A means any district court. District court is the object. So it's the judicial power of what? Of a district court. It's like the judicial power of Winter Road. Well, it ain't. It's a judicial power of a district court. Can that be the same as the judicial power of the United States in Article 3, Sections 1 and 2 of the Constitution of the United States? The judicial power of a district court equals judicial power of the United States. Of course not. Of course not. I have found two cases on that. Oh, boy, I'll tell you what, the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. Oh, we can't talk about that. You didn't bring it in soon enough. Imagine finding a case, citing it, and, oh, we can't use that case because you should have found that earlier in the process. Really? What do these two cases say in summary? They say judicial power can't be in a person. It's in the court. It says the judge represents the court. The judge is representing the court? I thought, well, we weren't taught in school. He's supposed to be a neutral Yahoo. Supposed to be interpreting the law based on the facts and the law. No, they say he represents the court, and the other case says Congress, the court is controlled by Congress. So what we have is the United States District Court is the judge representing the court, which is controlled by Congress. And that's a fact. And they print it. And I believe them. That's a fact. And they don't want to talk about it. We'll see. Interestingly enough, we filed in a en banc. When I say we, I'm not an attorney or counselor at law, just for anybody that wants to try to raise hell. I just write legal briefs. And I tried to slip in the fact that they have one of their rules. You have to, when you say about the plaintiff the same one that started this whole thing, that's the one that you're going against? No. It starts off United States of America, and then somewhere it just magically, on behalf of the United States, they always use. Behalf means for the benefit of. And it means that the United States is not the real party of interest. But it starts off in the United States District Court. It's not a constitutional court. It's a legislative court. And they print that too. Is that important? It is, because it's under the control of the Congress. Article 1, Section 8, and they put it in their frickin' damn cases twice. But we can't use that. We can't use that. That's the truth. And that's a fact. And I went into the legislative history. And the United States District Court authority, it's accepted practice. I kid you not. It's accepted practice. And where did they get it? From the territory of Hawaii, an Article 4 court. Terrence Royal. They print this stuff, and nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody's doing anything with it. Lawyers won't. They just dance around, and they just walk around this stuff. Oh, these are Article III courts. And then what they do, this is what is so ludicrous, is you read these briefs, and there are certain areas, even the attorneys that are fighting the good stuff, there are certain areas they won't go. Because if it was widely known that the United States District Court is not a constitutional court, everybody in jail is not there lawfully or legally. That's a fact. Is it confined just to the federal? No. Alaska, same way. They've changed all these courts. There are no constitutional courts except the Supreme Court, because that's in Article 3 and they can't get rid of that damn thing. How do I know that in Alaska? They printed. They started off with, in 1959, venue, third district. They had first, second, and third, and fourth. Third district. Two words, third district. Is it still in the code today? Oh, yeah. What was the name of the court? I had somebody go to Anchorage and get in the archives. It's called the Superior Court of the State of Alaska. So it's third district and the Superior Court of the State of Alaska. Then the bar comes along, Alaska Bar. I think it was 74. In their charter, they changed it. Oh, you know, we don't like that. Now, we're called an integrated bar. That's why you do not want, because Alaska came in equal footing with the other states. We have an integrated bar. They're integrated with the legislature, the executive, and the judiciary. These bastards are some of the stuff they're using is used. Their definitions are used like the legislature did it. You can't make this stuff up. The bar? And what do? They admit it. We're changing the name to the Third Judicial District. They put it right in their charter. We're creating courts called the Third Judicial District. Oh, and by the way, we have to change the name of the court. It's not the Superior Court of the State of Alaska. It's in the Superior Court for the State of Alaska. That's for the benefit of. They always change everything. The truth side with the creator and the devil side, the words never match. It's always a change. They always change it. They have to. They can't have the same name exactly the same. So that's how they did it in Alaska. And then they get all the attorneys. They do a Rule 5 and a Rule 64. They signed up with an oath. If y'all want to play in our fictitious court in the Matrix, you got to take an oath. And if you violate that oath, you're out. So none of them can do constitutional law. I was told that clear back in the 90s. I just didn't understand what was going on back then. Rex Butler is a Negro, black guy. Smart, very smart. Told me a lot of this stuff. I had other lawyers help me, but they said, you know what, Ralph? It's not going to change till you all out there in the public wise up. How the hell are we going to wise up when we've been lied to and we're not taught any of this? We're taught lies in school. They lie to us. That there's three separate branches of government. Absolutely true. Are we using it? Absolutely not. We're not using it. Can I prove that? Of course. First of all, if we were going to have constitutional public officers, what's office? That's a real important issue in the English common law. That's where you are given, where you have the power without my permission, without my leave. I have agreed to You could hold an office. You could take my property. You could put me in jail. If it's done with an office where I have the elective franchise and the right of suffrage. And I put you there. I've empowered you to do that. Do we have any elections for public officers of the several states? No. Well, if you don't have any elections for them, it's going to be really damn hard to find a public officer. You think? Every state. I haven't checked them all, but I guarantee they all have. I mean, you send a email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com and I'll pop it into Westlaw and I'll email it to you. They've all adopted the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. And there's a before that, but that's a good point from there on up. That's a long time ago. Only citizens of the United States can vote. Do they have the right of the elective franchise, the right of suffrage? No. Courts say so. All that means is you can't, when you go to the building, you can't have the white supremacists or Black Lives Matter or whatever outside, Black Panthers keeping you from going inside the building, but the right of the elective franchise, those who are entitled, ain't got one damn thing with who gets to go in the building. When you go in the building, the right of the elective franchise, the right of suffrage is only if you are domiciled in that state for a period of time and can prove it. Then you have the right of the elective franchise and suffrage, and it's called a political right. It exists. Supreme Court said so. Only the people of the several states have political rights. Citizens of the United States don't. Can we prove that? Oh, there's many ways, but one of the easiest ways is D.C., the District of Columbia. It says in their code, a citizen of the United States is a qualified elector. Is the District of Columbia one of the several states? I don't think so. It's a municipal entity. They call it a sovereign municipal entity in their pleadings when they have standing with the other states when they do their lawsuits. But it gets worse. If in the District of Columbia, the Supreme Court has ruled, they have no powers. They are under the plenary power of Congress. They have fought tooth and nail on taxation. They just keep fighting and they keep getting the same answer. Congress can tax the hell out of you and you got no say-so in it. They say, well, we have a right to an Article III court. The Supreme Court says, no, you don't. Article III pertains only to the courts in the several states, the courts of the United States in the several states. You're under our thumb. We can do anything we want. They haven't figured that out yet, I guess. They keep coming back to the Supreme Court, and they just keep saying, hey, you dumb citizens of the United States, don't you understand? You're under our control. We're supposed to look to the Constitution of the United States, but we can't. You don't have any standing. The 14th Amendment doesn't even apply to the citizens of the United States in D.C. Well, how does it apply to me out here? I mean, these are, I like logic stuff. 1 + 1 is always going to equal 2. You can't be screwing it around. But see, we don't think that way in law. Because you got to have access probably to Westlaw, like I do, to check this stuff out. Because it's a law library, you're wasting your time. You'll never figure it out. You might as well go down to Venezuela and enjoy socialism. Citizens of the United States If you go look at the National Voter Registration Act, it says it's only for federal offices. That's it, federal offices. And they aren't even constitutional. Technically, we do not have a constitutional anybody, including President Trump. Because nobody has the right of suffrage, the right of the elected franchise. They don't exist. Not for a citizen of the United States. And they limit it to citizens of the United States. They print this stuff. That's what's amazing. When you learn to read it, it just really pisses me off. Probably be a better word for that. It's unbelievable. And nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody. And we have all of this stuff. There is no doubt that President Trump won elections. There's no doubt. 5 states just quit, all of a sudden quit counting. Oh, one of them in Georgia. We got a water leak. Yeah, right. Well, we had a toilet overflowing. And we let everybody go except 4 or 5 people. And they're getting ballots out from underneath a table. And we got a video of it, but nothing to see here. Really. The thing to understand is these guys use Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radical book, dedicated to Lucifer. That'll tell you about all you need to know. Number one, never admit the con. You'll never hear these people ever admit they did anything wrong. They never. Rule number two, always accuse the other side of what you are doing. And it works. It works. Because you make people defend. Why are not the Republicans up in arms, all of them, about the election fraud? We almost impeached a president of the United States based on a whistleblower that never submitted one frickin' affidavit. Not one, not even identified. Although these people know who he is. One person with no evidence. And they almost impeached a president of the United States. Now, Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell and Wood, they've got over 1,000 whistleblowers with affidavits and video. Nothing to see here. Isn't that going to get you a little? If we don't fight, I'm telling you, this is worse. We are in a fight for one thing. We are either going to save the Republic or Lucifer, and you know, the devil, Satan, whoever, whatever flavor he is, and his minions, we're going to be gone. We're headed like Venezuela. Guaranteed. There's no coming back if Biden gets in. I don't think Trump will ever concede. I don't think Trump will let it happen. Because I'll tell you why. Sidney Powell says that it's not going to happen. General Flynn says it's not going to happen. If worst case comes to worst, and folk martial law, just like Lincoln said, to hell with it. If the courts won't do the job, suspend habeas corpus and let's hold military elections by paper. We can never lose our republic. If we do, and we don't fight, we've just spit on the thousands, millions of people that fought and died for our republic. And we're going to lose it to a bunch of liars and thieves, Democrats? No, not going to happen. I don't think Trump will, I've got faith, Trump will not let that happen. Do I have faith in the courts? No. Supreme Court, there's a chance. But I wouldn't hold my breath. I would not hold my breath. We had more justices like Thomas and Alito and Barrett. Some of those, then we would win. So we've got to wait and see. I just don't know. But I know what we can prove. I watched some of the hearings of Rudy Giuliani, some of these people testifying to all the stuff that's going on, and there's nothing here to see. Where are all the legislatures? Most of these states have Republican legislatures. Where are they? Cowards! I think it was Georgia. They're wanting Georgia, or oh no, it was Pennsylvania. They're wanting Congress to get involved with this. It's their duty. Oh, it's not my job, it's somebody else's. That's not what's going to save the Republic. If we don't get involved, each and every one of us, and call these legislators in these states and just raise holy hell with them. They got to be held accountable. What do they do in like New York and Lightfoot in Chicago? These people are whack killing each other. Blacks are killing blacks. And they're putting up with it. I was listening to, I can't think of his name. He said there were 80,000 police in this country, and I think it was like 1.2 million arrests. 14 black men were killed by cops last year. 14! That didn't even say whether they were justified. 14! 15% of the population is black and they commit 50% of the crime. What is wrong with that picture? Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And I was just going through this brief. It's 11th Circuit. It's amazing how these guys can walk around this stuff. Now, this is Linwood. He's suing Raffensperger, Secretary of State. And the 11th Circuit... No, you don't have standing. You can't go here. They talk about this. I was just looking at this, enjoying this. We agree the district court that Wood lacks standing to sue because he fails to allege a particularized injury. And we may not entertain post-election contest about garden variety issues, of vote counting and misconduct that may be properly be filed in state court. Garden variety issues. This is garden variety? Unbelievable. But the one thing that I have found in reading the briefs of the big boys, when they get in pissing matches, you get some of the absolute best case sites and the definitions. And they cite several courts of limited jurisdiction. Oh, you betcha. These are Article 3 courts. You betcha. All right. Uh-huh. Well, they're not, but nobody's going to bring that up in this thing. But this particularized injury, he is not injured because it's a generalized, and everybody was, it's not particularized just to him. Unbelievable. Well, the 14th Amendment, if y'all like that damn thing, it says if the state is doing something against the law or state actors, the 14th Amendment is supposed to kick in, Bubba. That's, you guys love to use that damn thing. Well, it'd be a really good place to use it here. They didn't follow the legislature of Georgia. Duh. Oh, no. Well, this shared here, it's not a particularized injury because it injures everybody. Well, it's injured at his vote. I think that's kind of important. And then what they did is they filed an amended complaint. And they say, oh, no, his argument is forfeited because he didn't have it in his opening brief. So you got to be right on point when you file your complaint. We can file amended complaints. Oh, no, not in this case. These guys always can find a bunch of nonsense to not hear it. But this is the 11th Circuit. So I looked, and I, just before I came out, I was sitting there, went into Pacer, and they haven't done anything with it yet. So I don't know if they're headed to the Supreme Court or not. Sidney Powell and Wood was involved in this one. And we got a matter, interestingly enough, they said that the Electoral College and all those type of dates can be moved because they were basically put in because of the, back in the olden times of riding on horse and all that. So those dates are not, if the Supreme Court is, what should we say? So sat, well, look at it. I don't know if they would or not because I don't have faith in the courts right now. I don't. I know there's some honest ones out there, but they're few and far and hard to, just, I don't know. In the Mooney case, it's black and white now. I don't know what they're doing. The end monk has been sitting there now for a couple of weeks, at least a week or two, and nothing's happened. They didn't dismiss it right off a thing because we got it nailed down. Where are they going to go? I don't know. In the end monk, in Mooney's case, they wanted cases. Well, a lot of this Chrysler V. Brown subsidy regulation is the predicate. This is something that's not known. It's not taught. There aren't many lawyers even know this. I've talked to a few of them, and issues when I've had the opportunity, they don't know. They're not taught it either. They don't know. And they're attorneys. We are being ruled by people that are not elected called agencies. All agencies cannot touch the people. We the people. Congress cannot legislate over citizens of the several states. It's limited by the Constitution, commerce and that. So how did they get around it? Well, first of all, after the Civil War, they reconstructed. They call it the Reconstruction Act. They're not hiding it. It's right out there. They're just telling us what they're doing. They made a citizen of the United States subject to. In the 14th, they give the constitutional side, then it says subject to the jurisdiction. Which means what? Subject to means I'm signing up for something and the other side's not accountable to me. It's called an implied in law contracts is what it means. That's their definition. A 1040 is a subject to. It's if you're volunteering that you owe money and the IRS doesn't owe you spit. Most forms by the government are all implied and law contracts. They want you to volunteer and they don't owe you a damn thing. That's what it means. That's their stuff. So now we have elections. We volunteer to be a citizen of the United States, a citizen of the United States. There are three things. The thing they use the word citizen. Citizen is not a bad thing if you understand what it is. Is a citizen of Texas the same as a citizen of the United States? No. What are the attributes for a citizen of Texas or a citizen of North Carolina versus a citizen of the United States? A citizen of the United States is a statutorily created status. Created in 1866, 14 Stat 27, where you have the same rights as a white citizen. That's still in the code. 42, United States Code, 1981, 1982, same rights as a white citizen. Where now is an NAACP when you need them? That was for the Negroes, to give them civil rights, no political rights, no inalienable rights, because it's a statutory creation. They needed that to do what? That was done in 1866. They needed that so they could put in the 14th Amendment, subject to the jurisdiction. Then you're a citizen of the United States and a resident of a state, not one of the several states. Just a word here, a word there. Why is that important? Well, if you understand Esau in the Bible, he lost his birthright. Our most important thing we have when we are born in this country by two legal, lawful parents is our damn birthright. What comes with my birthright? I was born in Kansas by two citizens of Kansas. What is my birthright? What did I get? There's people all over the world trying to get into this country. They can't have a birthright in this country. They can be naturalized, but that takes 5 years. And they have to say, I give up all allegiance to all my other whatever country and all that other nonsense. And they become what? A citizen of the United States of America. Not a citizen of the United States. The country is United States of America. That started with the Articles of Confederation. Has never changed. Then, if you are naturalized, then you can become a citizen of Texas, a citizen of North Carolina. If you are domiciled, which means you only got one home, you can have a lot of residences all over the world, all over the United States. But you only got one domicile, and you have to claim it and have to be there for so long. Then you have the right of suffrage, the right to elect a franchise to elect with exercising political rights, the type of government you have. So a citizen of the United States only has civil rights. That was the first Civil Rights Act in 1866 for the Negroes. They didn't give them political rights. Of course, in 1870, after we get the 14th Amendment, 2 years later, they said, oh, by the way, you know, we could have naturalized the black folk. And it was, and then they can naturalize the African. But we didn't want that before. Nobody even knows about the 1870 statute. Nobody wants to talk about that. Because we pulled the cond off. Everybody talks about civil rights. The right to go to court, and you can't take away civil rights. Well, damn, that's a good thing. What about my political rights? Can you take away my political rights? Yes. If you're a felon, you lose political rights, except what you're voting for is to be a citizen of the United States, and that, by damned, is not a political right. Because citizens of the United States only have one thing, civil rights. That's all you hear them ever talk about. A citizen of Texas has got three parts to its citizenship. Unalienable rights from the Creator in the Declaration of Independence called the natural law. Number two, it has civil rights, the right to go to court and sue and be sued. And that's covered under the privileges and immunities in the Constitution of the United States of the citizens of the other states. That's where that's covered. And you have political rights that is only unique to Texas. You only have the right of the elective franchise, the right of suffrage, if you are domiciled in Texas to then go and vote. Vote is just the procedure to get there to do it, but who is entitled? Only citizens of Texas that are domiciled there. Does a citizen of the United States in D.C., they get to vote for a municipal government, for mayors and all that kind of stuff. But they have no right of the elective franchise, the right of suffrage, that comes with being one of these several states, because the several states are sovereign countries with their own laws, their own constitutions, which don't exist today. They can't, because there's no public office. There's no elections. If you don't have elections, it's going to be really hard to have an administration of public officers of Texas. That 185 ALR 155 says, oh, well, you could have elections for it, but nobody does. These states, quote states, if you go look in the, I just filed a, or I filed, I wrote a thing up for Rappert in Minnesota. What are these states today call themselves in their status? A sovereign state of the United States of America. The state of Texas is a sovereign state of the United States of America. Wait a minute, what the hell happened to the Union of States in the Constitution? Where did that go? Sovereign state of the United States of America. And then I've got a case in Minnesota. The District of Columbia is the same status to sue as a sovereign municipal entity to sue with the several states. How did it get standing? Because the other ones are municipal entities too. They're sovereign municipal entities. How do we know that? Go look at the Voter Registration Act of 1993. Defines state in quotation mark. A state of the United States and the District of Columbia. They are equal under the definition of state. That's in the Voter Registration Act of 1993. They define the word state. And it's only for citizens of the United States. It all fits together when you get the concept. A state, that's the subject, a little small state of the United States, the object. So it's something subservient to the United States. It's part of the United States. Like judicial power of the United States. That's a part of the subject. That's a part of the government of the United States. They print this stuff. They just don't tell us. They lie. Is the lawyer going to bring this up? No. I'm not going to bring it up. We're in the Matrix, basically. You've seen the movie The Matrix, because almost everything we think we know is not so. Mark Twain had a saying similar to that. The problem is what we think we know is so, it's not. We think we're a citizen of the United States. We can assume the character, like I can assume the character of a landlord or a tenant to go to court. That doesn't mean that I am that. That's its Supreme Court of the United States, slaughterhouse cases. They print it. We just got told again. Because these are concept things. Back in a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, Does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Well, I tell you what, when you start to see what's really going on, it's like the movie in The Matrix, Neo. Average person can't handle it. Just really can't. Because it is so unbelievable. It shocks the conscience that this could be this bad. And it is. We are being ruled by regulations, the state plans. Every state has one. I have them for the 2019. I think got a place to get them for the latest 2020. Every state has what's called a state plan. Every one of the things in there is under a code of federal regulation. Everything. Driver's licenses, your children, custody of your children, all the stuff is under CFRs. Code of Federal Regulations. Who does those damn things? Agencies. People that they're not elected, they're not accountable to us. You can't make this up. Most people have never even heard of the state plan. They don't have a clue what a Code of Federal Regulation is because it's not taught. How can we be ruled by something we don't even know what the hell it is? We are. And I have busted it. Not bragging. I busted it. People give me stuff and it just comes. I don't know what to say. And it's in the Mooney Brief. And we're going to talk about it next hour. How can you and me be ruled by something that is not taught? I'd like to know the answer to that one. Real simple. What the hell is a CFR? Ask your senator or representative, what is a Code of Federal Regulations? And number two, how do I know that it has what's called the force and effect of law? It's not law. It's under the color of law. That's a 42 in the U.S. 1983 lawsuit. Color of law. It looks like, but it's not. Oh, that's where I want to go, boy. You betcha. I want to have something under the color of law, but it's not law. I'm not taught what that means. Maybe you are. I sure as the heck wasn't. I have struggled with some of this stuff, and it's just so when you actually see it, it just makes you want to go outside and scream at the world. We are being ruled by agencies under the state plan is one, your driver's licenses, your courts. These judges are making money. They're audited for the amount of money they make to sell your children off. That's a damn fact. I got to get the latest stuff out of Alaska. I got to do it. My guy that I had access to, he retired. So I got to try to, it'll probably be a pissing match to get the information again. They put money on the amount of children that when you adopt them out. They put a quota, and if you get above that, you get money. Yeah, you get money, and they tell you. This started with an act. It was $4,000 for the healthy ones and $2,000 for the special needs ones. Congress made an act like that and said, get them young. Get them their youngins. Young, man. Get them away from the family. We can sell them, and y'all can make money. Or we won't call it slavery. What are you going to call it? I don't know. I'd call it slavery. Worse. Moloch. That's why Democrats are evil. The Bible, sacrificing children. It was in the time machine, the Molochs. Got around in the people that were above ground, I can't think of their name right now, in the time machine. They went down below and they were eating them. But they gave them clothing. They gave them benefits and they're just happy as a clam. Back in.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.